this past week, Donald Trump on his Truth Social declared that if reelected, first things he would do was close the southern border, drill, baby, drill, even though we've been drilling and domestic energy production has been climbing at record highs. And he'd also free the January 6th, as he terms them, hostages. That's how Donald Trump refers to those who are currently in prison due to their actions at the U.S. Capitol that day, January 6, 2021. As a means of review, let's look at some of the legal statistics connected with those who Trump refers to as hostages. This is courtesy of the Justice Department. They actually have a database. That's how many there are. We're not going to go one by one, but we have a link over at the homepage. If you want to look up someone that you know or you regret knowing, whatever the case may be, and you can indeed look at the specifics of their individual case. As far as arrests, latest stats, more than 1,265 defendants have been charged in nearly all 50 states, as well as D.C. Criminal charges, approximately 452 defendants have been charged with assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers or employees, including approximately 123 individuals who have been charged with using a deadly or dangerous weapon or causing serious bodily injury to an officer. Approximately 140 police officers were assaulted on January 6th at the Capitol, including about 80 from the U.S. Capitol Police, about 60 from the Metropolitan Police Department. We have about 11 individuals who have been arrested on a series of charges that relate to assaulting a member of the media or destroying their equipment. Approximately 1,186 defendants have been charged with entering or remaining in a restricted federal building or grounds. Of those, 116 defendants have been charged with entering a restricted area with a dangerous or deadly weapon. We have 71 defendants have been charged with destruction of government property. 58 have been charged with theft of government property. More than 332 defendants have been charged with corruptly obstructing, influencing, or impeding an official proceeding, or attempting to do so. 57 defendants have been charged with conspiracy, either A, conspiracy to obstruct a congressional proceeding, B, conspiracy to obstruct law enforcement during a civil disorder, C, conspiracy to injure an officer, or D, some combination of all three. As far as pleas are concerned, around 718 individuals have pleaded guilty to a variety of federal charges, many of whom faced or will face incarceration at their sentencing. Got 213, they've pled guilty to felonies. Another 505 have pleaded guilty to misdemeanors. A total of 89 of those who have pleaded guilty to felonies have pleaded to federal charges of assaulting law enforcement officers. Another 41 additional defendants have pleaded guilty to feloniously obstructing, impeding, or interfering with a law enforcement officer during a civil disorder. Of these 130 defendants, 116 have now been sentenced to prison terms up to 151 months. And as a note, by the way, four of those who have pleaded guilty to felonies have pleaded guilty to the federal charge of seditious conspiracy. So this is who Donald Trump wants to release from prison. You good with that?